Mesechtas Kedushin, Daf Chaf Hei, 17 lines on the bottom of Daf Chaf Dal and Beis, Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, and the Gemara is continuing to discuss the dinim of Shen Va'ayin, and the Braisa states, if the Odin hits his Eved Knani on his eye, and he weakens his eyesight, or he hits his tooth, and he loosens his tooth, if although his eyesight is weakened, or his tooth is weakened, however, he can still use his eye in order to see, and he can still use his tooth in order to chew, the Eved would not go out L'chiris. However, if he can't use this tooth properly and he can't eat with it, or if he can't use the eye and he can only see large objects, then the Eved would be Yaitzah ben L'chiris and he would go out free. The Gemara continues with a similar braisa. As Tanya Idach, we learned another braisa. If there was an Eved Knani whose eyesight was already weakened and the Odin then hits the eye of this Eved and the Eved becomes completely blind, or there was an Eved who had a tooth that was already shaky and the Odin now hits the Eved and the Eved's tooth falls out completely, so then the din is, if prior to the Eved being hit by the Odin, the Eved was able to see out of his eye, or he was able to use that tooth, and now that the Odin hit the Eved, so the Eved lost his eyesight completely, or he lost the ability to use that tooth, and Eved Yetzer ben L'chiris, the Eved will go out free. Vimlav, however, if the Eved could not use that tooth or use that eye previously, so by the fact that the Odin hit the Eved, it didn't change him in any way, and therefore, ain't Eved Yetzer ben L'chiris. And the Gemara continues, Vitzricha, and we need both of these braises in order to teach us that in both of these cases, the Eved would go out L'chiris, and even though it was only some of Mixas, as he only blinded him partially, and he didn't completely blind him in the first case, or in the second case where he was already partially blind, and the other only completed the process, so that's considered that he's blinded him, and therefore the Eved will go out L'chiris, and the same would be, but negate his tooth. And the Gemara explains, if we'd only see the first price, as originally this Eved has complete eyesight, and now he has weakened eyesight, and we could understand in that case that the Eved should go out L'chiris, but over here, where the Eved was partially blind already, so maybe we would not consider that the Odin blinded him, and therefore he would not be Yaitzel L'chiris. Therefore, we needed the second Braisa to teach us that even in a case where he was partially blind, and the Odin now completed the process, that he would also be Yaitzel L'chiris. And the Gemara continues, V'yashmin ha, and if we would say the second Braisa, Mishum Nesami L'gamri, as at this point, he blinded the Eved completely, as until now, the Eved wasn't completely blind. Aval Hasad L'Sami L'gamri, but in the first Braisa, where at this point, he only weakened the Eved's eyesight, and he's not completely blind, maybe the Eved would not go out free, and it's not considered that he'd be Yotze B'Shen Ma'ayin, Tzricha, and therefore we needed both Braises. The Gemara continues, Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, HaReisha Rabbi Reifei, if the master was a doctor, and the Eved Knani told his master to go and put ointment into his eye and to treat him, and while the Odin was treating the Eved, he didn't have intent to hurt him, and he actually intended to help him. V'Siman, ultimately, he blinded him, or he was trying to fix his tooth, and he was a dentist, and he was actually trying to fill a cavity, for example, v'pila, and instead of helping the Eved Knani, he actually knocked out the Eved Knani's tooth. Sichik ba'odin v'yatzel l'chiris, the Tanakam holds, even if the Eved Knani did this as a ploy in order to get the Odin to blind him or to knock out his tooth, he would still be yatzel l'chiris. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, argues the Tanakam, he says that since the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim states, v'chiyak ishes ein avdei es ein amosai, v'shichasa l'chofshi yishachan otachas einoi, and therefore we learn out, as yiskavin l'shachasa, that the only time that the Eved Knani would go out free is only if the Odin intended to actually hit his eye and intended to knock out his tooth. However, in this case, although the Odin had intent to touch his eye and to touch his tooth, the din is still that he would not go out l'chiris. The Odin did not intend to hurt the Eved Knani. And the Gemara continues, V'rabbanu hai v'shichasa mai odilei l'chiru, what Rabbanu will argue on Rav Shimon Gamliel do with the word v'shichasa. And the Gemara explains, mi'beilu l'chitanya, they need it for the following braisa. As Rav Elazar Eimeh, harei shehoshi yadu l'meshiv chasai, if there was an Odin who was helping his midwife give birth, and v'sima ubishav me'ah, and in the meantime, he blinds the uba that's in her womb, pata, Odin will be pata, and this child would not go out l'chiris either. My time, the omikra, v'shichasa, since the Torah states v'shichasa, achichavin l'shachasa, there has to be intent in order to harm the Eved Knani. And although the Rabbanu argued Rav Shimon Gamliel in the first case, that is because over there, the master was a doctor or a dentist, and he was actually intending to treat the eye or to treat the tooth of the Eved Knani. But over here, where he's trying to help the midwife give birth to this child, and he didn't even have intent to touch the eye of the child. Therefore, the Rabbanu learned the word v'shichasa to teach us that in the case where the Odin didn't even have kavana to touch the eye of the Ubar, that's not considered kavana at all. And even though there's generally a din b'negei hezek of Odin mul Olam, however, the Rishonim explain over here, since it's in this gomer, therefore the Eved Knani would not go out free. Ayin teiz dima maskul and b'yil chetanya reisha hoishit, where Tosfos points out, hashtem mashma the kula amal the chshleinis kavla ayin pata, that both Rabbanu and Rav Shimon Gamliel agree that if your master was not miskavim for the eye itself, then he'd be pata. And he asks Rashi from the Gemara Maseches Baba Kama on Daf Chavav that states Am Rabba Hisu Munachas Lo Evan Bechekai Mlo Hikabam Ma'ilam Va'am V'Nafla Lo In Eved Plukt Rav Shimon Gamliel V'Rabbanon, that if someone is sleeping and there's an Evan that's lying on him and he gets up and that stone now flies into the eye of his Evan and it blinds him, then there's Machlekes between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbanon. So why should that be different than our case where you didn't have Kavana for the eye of the Evan? V'Yishleima the Shani Hacha the Ikat Tatil Tivusa the Rabbanon were only made to Rav Shimon Gamliel in one very specific case. Number one, the other was miskavel taiva of the Evan Ketani, and number two, he wasn't a scam for the Ayin at all. However, in the case of Munechas Le Evan Mechekai, where the Adam was not miskavel for the Ayin at all, but Lemaisa he was sleeping and he wasn't thinking about helping the Evan Ketani, in that case, the Rabbanon would still say that it's not included in the Pasuk of Shichasa. And our Gemara continued, V'idach, and what does Rav Shimon Gamliel do with Rabbanon's Limud as L'chayra, since we have only one term of Shichasa, we should only be Mayat one case and we should only limit the Limud to a very specific scenario where there's Tati L'Tivusa, and L'chayr, how does Rav Shimon Gamliel extend it even to a case with his Chad L'Tivusa and Chad L'Riusa? And the Gemara explained, V'shichas Shichas Sonafka, that since the Torah could have said Shichas and it said V'shichasa, therefore we could learn how to dinim. And as Rashi points out, from the word V'shichas Nafka Lon Had Rav Elazar, we learn that the dinim of Rav Elazar Prat L'Zeshlein Skavin Shachas Klal, and we remind that the Eved Knani does not go El'chiris when the doctor is trying to deliver him and he never had Kavana for his ayin at all, and therefore it's Tati L'Tivusa. V'shichas Mashma Ba'asabar Kasabidaba, and from the word V'shichasa, it's Mashma, he's talking about a scenario where he's actually Isaac with the Eved Knani, Filu Hachi Miskavin Shachas Abinon, and even so, in order to go out L'chiris, it has to be that the other was the Skavin that he should actually hurt the Eved Knani. And the Gemara continues, V'idach, however, the Rabbanon only have one limud, as Shichas Shichasa Loi Darish, they don't dash in the extra hay, and therefore, since they only have one limud, they only can limit it to a case of Tati L'Tivusa. And the Gemara continues, Omer Rav Sheshes, Hare Shahisa Ina Smuya V'chotta, if an Eved Knani's eye was already blind and then the Adon hits him and he knocks out his eye from his eye socket, even though the Adon did not blind the Eved, Eved Yaitz Ben L'Chiris, the Eved would still go out L'Chiris. And as the Gemara explains, my time Mechusa Evahu as L'Mais at this point, even though you didn't blind him, but you caused him to be Mechusa Eva, and for that reason alone, you would go out L'Chiris. And the Gemara brings a Raya of a Tanatuna, we also learn similar in the Braisa, Thomas V'Zachas Behemah V'in Thomas V'Zachas Ba'ifais, and since the Pasuk states in Pasha Emma, Ish Ishmi Beis Tzol, Ashiyaku Kabani L'chol Nidreim, and the Pasuk states, L'Seinchen Tom Zachar, Babaka B'Ksav Ba'izim, and since the Pasuk actually specifies L'Tzeinchem Tam Zachar B'Vakul B'Ksav Ve'izim and didn't just say L'Tzeinchem Zachar Tamim, we see that the only time the Torah was makbid on Thomas and Zacharis was on animals and not by birds. And the Braisa continued, Yachol Yafshin Gapa Nikta Raglo Nechta Ina. You may think that since we find by the Gay Oipis that there's no Psula Mumin, so even if the bird's wing dried up or his foot was cut off or its eye was knocked out of its socket, that would also not be a Psul and there wouldn't be a problem with Chusa Eva either. Therefore, the Pasuk teaches us in Pasha Vayikra, and since the Pasuk says so we learn out that it comes from and not every single oif is included in this din. If there's a bird that's mechusa eva, then it would not be kashla krava. And it's clear from that braisa that if you had a bird that was blind, which is not considered a mum b'negeya oif, and even so, if that eye which was already blind gets knocked out, it would not be considered a mechusa eva, and it would not be royal krava. Therefore, we have a riot to Rav Sheshes that even though there was an eved knani that was blind, it would still go out l'chiris if his other knocked out his eye completely, even though he was previously blind. And I entice the dinam maskel smuya v'chitla yaitz ben l'chiris that certainly there are two dinim that are applicable b'negein eved knani. There's a din that if the other blinds the eved, then he goes out free. And as we said before, if there was an eved that already couldn't see well, it was in a yachal ishtamish bar, and then the other hits the eved and he caused the eved to go completely blind, then that is not enough for the eved now to go out l'chiris. And even so, if he knocks out an eye of an eved that was completely blind, he would still go out free, as the eved knani at that point is not going out based on him blinding the eved, but it's based on him being a mechusa ever. The Rashba is bothered al-chir by yafsha gapa, the bird did not lose his limb, and therefore it's not a mechusa ever, so why is not considered a mum, and why is it considered a mechusa ever, and therefore it's possible to use that if? And zakt Rashba, afa bi shadai mechufay, mechusa ever mikri, kivin shekol gufay shalif, beknaf of yafsha, that since the defining factor of a bird and the main kayach of a bird is his ability to fly, and at this point he can't fly, that's considered mechusa ever and not considered a standard mum. And the Gemara continues, Amar Chiya Ba'ashi Amrav Haisi Yisaris V'chotcha Eved Yaitz Ben L'Chiris, that if an Eved had an extra finger that grew and instead of having five fingers he had six fingers, then the Adon cut off that finger, the Eved will go out L'Chiris as considered a mechusa ever. And we continue Daf Chaf Hei Amar Alef Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna states V'hushin Asap Peres Al Gav Yad, that the only time that finger is considered counted and it's considered that he's mechusa ever if you cut off that finger is only if that finger is aligned with the rest of his fingers of his hand. And as Rashi states, Shahis Beshuras Sharetz Bais, if the Eved has some sort of growth coming out of his hand that looks like a finger, but it's not aligned with the rest of his fingers, we would not consider it a finger. If the other would cut that off, the Eved would not go out L'chiris. And the Gemara continued with the story, Sabin Zina, Le'os Le'pirkit Rav Chista, the elders of the place called the Zinya did not come to the Shia Rav Chista. The Amal Leila Rav Amnuna, Rav Chista said to Rav Amnuna, Zil Tzeninu, go and tell these Sabi din Zinya, they should lock themselves and they should stay in their homes as they're considered in Chayim, as Rashi says, Amal Leim Le'isog Ev Le'ishu V'bayis, V'zel Lashini Delo Talmud Chacham. And the Gemara tells us, Azil Sir Rav Amnuna went, Amal Huni said to them, My time Lashar Abon Le'pirka, why don't you come to the Shia? Amal Leim, they responded, Amai Nasi, why should we come? Be'ina Mina Milsa V'lay Pashalon, we asked him different questions and he wasn't patient for us. So Rav Nuna said, did you ever ask me a question? I wasn't able to be patient for you. Ask me your questions. So therefore, they asked Rav Nuna the following question. If an Odin castrates his Eved Knani, would the Eved Knani go out L'chiris? Is this considered a Mum Shebegoloi or is it considered a Mum Mechusa? As the Gemara explains, Kemun Shebegoloi Dami Alai. As Rashi says, Sharei Tluyim Bekis V'ni Karim B'mechus. Do we consider a Mum Shebegoloi? Because the mice are hanging in a kiss and the nikkur from the outside. Or do we say, since the lemaisa tamen within the kiss, therefore it's not considered a mum shebegalui, and Eved Knani would not go out lechiris. Loi have biyode, and Rav Nuna did not have a response. Amuloi, so they said to Rav Nuna, Mashemecha, what's your name? Amuloi said to them, Hamnuna, my name is Rav Nuna. Amuloi, so they said back to him, Rav Nuna, El Kanuna, you're not Hamnuna, but you're really Kanuna. And Rashi says, Yeshu Kronisata, Veloi Baltaya, you must not be a very learned person because you weren't able to respond to us. And they explained that the Lashon Hamnuna is referring to someone that is Neman and is yet a Neman, someone that's steadfast and is always in the base medrash. And by the fact that you weren't able to answer this, therefore, based on a play on words, they called him Karnuna instead of Hamnuna. And Taisa brings another pshat from the Rach that Ataim Hamnuna, Hainu Chamnuna, Dag Cham, that you warm fish, but ain't clean, it's not really so. El Karnuna, Dag Shukar, you're really a cold fish, and this was a way that it would be Mevazir of Hamnuna. The Gemara continues, Asal Kabir Rav Chista, so Hamnuna came back to Rav Chista and reported back to him, Amalei, Maslisa Bo Menach, the question that they asked you is not a major question, and it's actually a Mefurish Braisa, and the Gemara will now bring a Mishnah, and on that Mishnah there will be a Braisa, and we will be able to bring a Raya from that Braisa to the Shaila of the Sabi Dunzinya. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah Mesechta Degayim that states, Esom Abar Rosh Yavarim Sheba Adam Kulim Eimitam Meshamichya. Someone has a Mara of Tsiras on one of the 24 Rosh Yavarim of a person, they would not be Mitame. And as Rashi explains, since the Pasuk in Pash Tazriya states, L'chom Mara Eine Akoyin Shtei Kul Niris Ka'achas, that the entire Mara has to be to the eye of the Kohen at one time, and has to be seen at one time, and therefore it's coming to exclude any tsuras that is on a place where it's going to be meshupa, and it's slanted, and therefore it's not able to be visible clearly at one time. That you can't see the top and the bottom of the nega at one time. The Mishnah continues, and these are the chavtal rashi varm, rashi etzbayis yadayim raglayim, the top of the fingers of a person's hands and feet, that counts as 20 of the rashi varm, and then the last four are Rashi's Naim, the tip of his ear, Vrosha Chaitim, and the tip of his nose, Vrosha Gviya, and the tip of Isa Makim, Vrosha Daim Shabisha, and the tip of the breasts of a woman. Rashi states, according to Tanakama, of Shabish, Inam Bolton Kulkach, however, the man's breasts are not going to be boiled so much, Vain's a Shipua, and therefore it's not considered Shipua. If a Michi grows under the Daim of an Ish, it would be considered Tsaras, and it would be Tomei. The Mishnah ends off, Rabbi Huda Ima Av Shabish, Rabbi Huda states that even under Rashi Daim of a man, it would be considered and therefore would not be considered Tamei. And the Gemara continues with Tanya Law, and there's a Braisa that taught us, Bekulam Evajes Bemelchers, that just like these Chavta Alvarim are the 24 Avarim, but again, Din of Tsaras, these are also the 24 Avarim that an Eved Knani would go out Lechiris. And Rabbi Omer, Rabbi states, Afasiris, Benegay and Eved Knani, they would go out Lechiris with 24 of the Rashi Avarim, and also the Eved Knani will go out Lechiris if the Odin is Misaris to Eved. And Rashi explains, Moisef Al Elul in Eved, that he adds on to the 24 that we already spoke about, Benegay and Eved Knani. He adds in Sirius as well. Rashi points out that even though Benegay and Eved, of course he goes out B'Shem V'Ayin, however B'Shem V'Ayin le'itzuch le'Rabbi Limnes B'Tisefta to behead Yiksivi V'Zil Kar Be'Ravu, as of course Shem V'Ayin is definitely included two additional ways that Eved Knani will go out L'Chiris, but the Maisa, since it's written Mefurish in the Pasuk, therefore there was no need for Rabbi to mention it in this Braisa, but Tanakama le'Polibu, and certainly Tanakama would not argue on Rabbi Benegay Shem V'Ayin either. In a moment Rav Chista will explain this memory of Rav, and this will be the basis for his Raya to the Shaila that the Sabi to the Zinina asked. And the Gemara continues with the Braisa. Ben Azi stated, Afaloshin, that not only did I include the Chaf Dalad Rashi Avarim that we spoke, and in those cases the Eved Kanani will go out free, but an Eved Kanani will also go out lechiris if the Adon cut off his tongue. Rashi explains that even though we know that in order for an Eved Kanani to go out lechiris, it has to be a mumshe begaloi, Zok Rashi, Afa Loshin Shidakri Lirois Kishu Midaba, the person's tongue is visible when a person speaks, and that is considered a mumshe begaloi. And the Gemara continues, Amma, so Chista now explains that Rabbi Eima Afasiris, when Rabbi stated in the Braisa that even if someone is Mesaris his Eved Kanani, they will go out lechiris, so Sirius Demai, what type of Sirius is he referring to? Elaim is Sirius to Gid, Hainu Gvia. If you're going to say they actually castrated this Eved, then certainly he would go out free, because that's no less than cutting off the Rasha Gvia, as the Adon severed his entire Gid, and it was completely severed, and therefore certainly he would go out lechiris. And the law of Sirius to Beim, it must be referring to castrating by a Beim. There was no loss of an Eva, and it was not a Mechusa Eva. Eved now lost his ability to have children, and therefore that itself is considered a Mum, and he would go out lechiris. Therefore, from this Brisa, we actually see a response to the question of the Sabi Dozinya, as according to Rebbe, we consider a serious of his Bayim to be considered a Mumsha Begalui, and therefore the Eved Kanani goes out Lechiris. And according to the Kama, the Argus and Rebbe, they must hold that it's not considered a Mumsha Begalui, and therefore the Eved Kanani would not go out Lechiris. And the Gemara continues to discuss this then of Rebbe, the Rebbe Oime Afasiris, and the Gemara asks, for Rebbe Lashon Loi, according to Rebbe, it seems that he's Choluk on Ben Azai, and although Rebbe holds that serious to Bayim would be a Mumsha Begalui, and the Eved Kanani would go out free, however, the Eldon cuts off the tongue of the Eved, he would not go out free. And the Gemara is for a minute while he asks here from the following brisa, Harei Mishahi Maza Vinitza Zar Piv Rabbi Oima Hiza V'chamim Lohiza. If someone was Tommy Mace and it had to be Maza for the May Paradum on him on the third and seventh day, we know that it needs to be sprinkled on a revealed area of a person's body. If the Zar happened al Piv, so Rabbi Oima Hiza, it's considered proper Zar, and it's considered that it was done on a Makam Mugula, and the Chum say it's not considered proper Zar. So we see that Rabbi holds that even on the tongue, it's considered a Makam Mugula, and why should it be that the Eved Kanani would not go out lechiris? As the Gemara states, my lav al shaynoi, that when the Braisa states v'nitza hazar piv, it's referring to the hazar that went on his tongue. The Gemara answers loy al svasov, that it is not a steer to Rebbe. The hazar of the mind of the paraduma did not happen on the tongue of the person, but happened on the lips of the person. And the Gemara is al svasov pshita, the lechiris went on the lips of the person, that certainly it's considered a valid hazar. And what's the chiddush of Rebbe? And the Gemara explains ma'or tema zimna to chol svasay kamash blan. One may think that since if a person closes his mouth tightly, as Rashi says soyga piv b'chazaka, therefore it would not be considered a makum goloi, and the hazar of the paraduma would not work on a person's lips. Kamash blan, that Rebbe holds that does work, and the Chum argue, and they say that it's not considered a valid hazar. It's a bit tzarich bir as to the Gemara's question, because l'chayr can't be that it's pashat, since the Chum say that it's lo hazar. However, ultimately, this will not be the pshat of the braisa, and all agree that if someone goes and sprays the paraduma on a person's lips, that certainly would be a valid hazar. And the Gemara continues to ask the question, v'tanya al d'shaynoi, that even though we support that a braisa of Vinitza Zal Piv, the Rebbe Aimehiza, we actually have a version of this Bryce that states specifically Vinitza Zal Lashoinai, and therefore we see that Rebbe hold that if someone sprays something on a person's tongue, it's considered Begoloi and it's considered Prapazah. Therefore, how can you tell me that Rebbe's argument about Azai, he holds about Odin cuts out the tongue of his Eved, that the Eved would not go out Lachiris? The Gemara continues and asks another Kasha of Oitanya, we also have Bryce in Mesechus Becharis, Benigay Mum and by a Behemoth that's a Bechar, that states Beshinito Reva Lashin, that another Mum in a Bechar, most of his tongue is cut out, and Rabbi Eimer, Reiva Medabish Shol B'Shaynai, we're not referring to Reiva of his complete tongue, we're talking about most of his tongue, which is not attached to the back of his mouth, and therefore that would be considered the Mum, but we see that that's considered a Mum Shabagoli. As Rashi says, Mimokim Precious Dibuka Ilumayla Kari Medaba, and Avagal Dibahim Le Shaycha, and even though speech by an animal is not Shaykh, Kari Le Medaba, we still speak about it in terms of Medaba, Hailu Medaba B'Lashin Adam, as this part of his tongue is what causes speech by a person. And the Gemara explains, El Rabbi Eimer, serious for Lemi Bay Lashon, that in Chanami, based on these questions, therefore we have to say that Rebbe certainly holds that just like serious is considered a Mum Shabagoloi, and the Eved will be go out Lechiris, the same would be by a Mum of his Lashon, and he would go out Lechiris, and it's considered a Mum Shabagoloi. Rashi explains that Rebbe is actually adding on to the Din of Ben Azai, as even though Ben Azai said this only be the Gay Lashon, and Rebbe is Mechadish, that serious is also considered a Mum Shabagoloi, as even though a tongue at some times you could see it outside, and therefore there we could understand why it's considered a Mum Shabagoloi. But Afal Pishin Tumun Bekis La'ilam, but Bedegei Asiris, where the Beim are always Tumun Bekis, you may think that's not considered a Mum Shabagoloi. Kamash Mon, Rebbe holds that is a Mum Shabagoloi, and Eved Kanani would go out Lechiris. The Gemara continues, Ben Azai Omer Loshin Aval Siris Loi. However, Ben Azai argues in Rebbe and on Tanakama, he holds while if an Eved Kanani's tongue is cut out, that would be considered a Mum Shabagoloi. However, Siris is not considered a Mum Shabagoloi, and the Gemara is bothered if this is true, then why does Ben Azai say, Af Loshin, if Lechir, the Bryce should read, Ben Azai says that Bedegei Loshin, then the din is that it's a mumshah begali, and then it should say that Rebbe would say af siris, and the Gemara answers umay af akamaisa, that ulamaisa, when Ben Azai stated his din, he's going back to Rabbanon and he's saying on the Tanakama that even though that you said that only chafdal rashi avarim, where an ever would go out lechiris, I argue and I hold even if the Odin cuts out the tongue of the ever Ketani, that the ever Ketani would go out lechiris. Gemara continues ihachi nikadma Ben Azai bereisha, that even though you explained to me why Ben Azai used the lashon af as he's going back on the words of the Tanakama, but lechir the shita of Ben Azai should have been stated first. Only after Ben Azai taught us his din, then Rebbe should add on that and say that not only do I consider lashon a mumshah begalui, but I also consider a series of bebeim could be considered a mumshah begalui, and the ever Ketani would go out first. And the Gemara answers Tana Shamal de Rebbe v'kava, that the Tana first heard the words of Rebbe, and therefore he was kaveyed that Sirius is a Munsha Begolui, and he was kaveyed the Shamal Ben Azai v'tani, and then afterwards he heard the words of Ben Azai, and he wrote it down at that point. And since he already wrote it in that fashion, therefore Mishnah Lois doesn't come, he didn't want to go and change the Brisa and mix up his Talmidim. Rashi says, v'kava b'loshin af k'mesha amr Ben Azai, since when Ben Azai said his din, he was only talking about a Lashin, and he was going back on the words of Tanakama, and therefore Ben Azai said the Lashin af, therefore the Tana also wrote it down with the exact Lashin that Ben Azai stated his memra. And as Rashi says, and since it was already shogur in the mouth of the Talmidim, therefore they didn't want to change it. As Rashi says, keep in mind, when the Tana first heard the words of Rebbe, he already understood that Rebbe hold that the din would be that Lashin is also considered Mumsha Begalui, and the only Chiddush that he had from Ben Azai is that Ben Azai argues in Rebbe, and he holds that the only time it's considered Mumsha Begalui is only by Lashin and not by Sirius Beim. The Gemara continues that we just brought a brisa beforehand where we saw a machlekes between Rebbe and Chachamim, but the gay is someone that was being mazed in May Paraduma, and he was mazed apiv. Rebbe said that the Lashin is considered begaloi, and therefore it's considered prapazah, while the Chachamim say it's not considered a prapazah, since you are only mazed on your tongue, and your tongue is considered a makam mechusa. Before we continue, let's point out that we're going to speak about three different dinim. There's a din of tumah sheretz, that a person will become tumah by coming into contact with the sheretz. There's also a din of a person going into the mikvah to become tar, and there's a third din of hazah, that if someone's tumah mace, then he has to have hazah from the mayim of the paraduma on the third and seventh day of his tire process. Rashi brings down that certainly ben geir tumah sheretz, the only way to become tumah is only if the sheretz came into contact with a person's body that's begoloi. However, if the sheretz came into contact with the makam seisa, which is called maga besestarim, then the person would not become tumah. And the Gemara Masechtas Nida learns it from the pasuk that states ben geir azav, that the pasuk states v'chash yigah by azav v'yadav leishat b'mayim v'chivitz begadav v'rachas b'mayim v'tumah ad ariv. And the Gemara is that lechir can't be telling you v'yadav leishat b'mayim, that if your hands did not go into water, then you're tumah, but if your hands went into water, you become tar. And certainly if a person is touched and comes into contact with a zav, he has to go into a regular mikvah, and it's not enough to be tovel his hands. And therefore the Gemara explains that the pasuk means to tell us that the only way that a person that gets touched by a zav becomes tumah, only if he comes into contact with a zav in a makam megula like his hands, and not in a makam mechusa. As we'll see, a person's tongue is definitely considered a makam megula b'negeir, becoming tumah through a sheretz or through a zav, as that is something that you can actually touch and feel. And number two, it's also clear that when someone wants to become tar and they go into the mikvah, the pasuk states v'rachas b'sar b'mayim, and we learn out ma b'sar y'mavroi af kol me'avroi, that the only part of your body that has come contact with the mikvah is only parts of your body that are outside. However, if parts of your body are inside, for example, like your tongue, would not have to come into contact with the water of the mikvah. And therefore, we see b'negei the din of taira, the din is that a tongue is not considered like it's a makom megula, and b'negei the din of tuma, tongue is considered a makom megula. And Ulu will now explain the machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, b'negei the din of azov the paraduma on someone that's tamei meis. And the Gemara starts amulua hakomedim b'loshin le'inyan tuma the galu itzel sheretz. As we explained, that all agree that b'negei the din of becoming tamei, that certainly the tongue is considered a makom megula, and therefore if a sheretz touches a person's tongue, he does become tamei. As my taimash yigah by amrachmana, the Torah states that any place that the zav touches will become tamei. Vahinami by negihu, and a tongue is also something that you could touch and feel, and therefore he would become tamei. And in tefillah ketamun dami, and everyone agrees, but negei tefillah, it's considered like a makom tamun, and therefore the water does not have to come into contact with a person's tongue in order to make him tar. My time of v'rachas b'sar b'mayim amrachmana, that the Torah tells us they have to wash your basa in the water, ma b'sar mavroi, and just like your basa is something that's outside your body, afkal mavroi, also any part of your body that's outside has to go into the mikvah and come into contact with the water. Certainly a person's tongue is not considered me'avroi. The only machlik is between Rebbe and Chum is b'negei azah, elin azah, Rebbe medavin lo tumah. Rebbe compares this to a din of tumah, and since it's considered makam megula b'negei tumah, it's considered makam megula b'negei azah, Rabbanan medavin lo tefillah, and Rabbanan medavin a din of azah to the din of tefillah, and therefore it's not considered makam megula, and if someone someone does the Hazara Meipara on their tongue, it would not be considered a valid Hazara. And V'tavaya by Krokod Mevli and Rabbi Chachamim are being choluk and how to explain the pasuk that we find in Parashas Chukas that states, V'hiz atar al tamei b'yom ha'shlishi v'yom ha'shvi'i v'chitar b'yom ha'shvi'i v'chibis b'gadav v'rachas b'mayim v'tar ba'arev. The Gemara explains, Rabbi Sava, Rabbi holds, V'hiz atar al tamei b'yom ha'shlishi v'yom ha'shvi'i v'chitar. The pasuk tells us that the only way for a person to become tamei from tumas meis is when you spray the mayim of the paraduma on the makom where he could become tamei, as the Torah states, V'hiz atar al tamei, and that's the way to get taira, and that's the way v'chitar. Therefore, since a person could become tamei from a sheretz, if the sheretz comes into contact with his tongue, therefore he could become tara by having the azor of the mei paraduma on his tongue as well. Rabbanon Savri, that if you go and spray the mei paraduma on a person's tongue, it's not considered a valid hazor, as bechita b'yom ha'shvi v'chivis begada v'rachas b'mayim, that the pasuk says you'll go and spray on the seventh day and you'll wash his clothing and he will go to the mikvah. And therefore you see that we're comparing the hazor to the din of going to the mikvah. Since a person's tongue is not considered makom megula b'negei mikvah, therefore b'negei hazor, the tongue is not considered makom megula. And the Kohen sprays the mei paraduma on a person's tongue at the time of Azar, it would not be considered a valid Azar. And the Gemara continues to ask, Rabbanan Nami Nidami L'tumma L'chari, why did Rabbanan compare this to the din of Tumma? As the Pasuk states, V'hiza Atar L'tumma, and we see that there's a comparison between Tyre and Tumma. And the Gemara answers, Tyre and Tyre have a little melef, that they'd rather learn Tyre from the din of Tyre, and not the din of Tyre from the din of Tumma, and therefore they'd rather learn the din of Azar, which is part of the process of becoming Tar, from the din of Mikvah, which is part of the process of becoming Tar. And the Gemara asks, Rabbi Nidami L'tfila L'chari, according to Rabbi, he should compare it to the din of tefillah, and we should say that the lashon is not considered a makom megula b'negei hazor. And the Gemara states, v'chibis begadav hefsek inyan, that since the pasuk states v'hiza hatara al tamei b'yom ha'shlishi b'yom ha'shvi'i v'chitar b'yom ha'shvi'i, then prior to speaking about going to the mikvah, the Torah states v'chibis begadav, and it speaks about the taira of the begadim of a person who became tamei meis. Therefore, Rabbi felt that it's a better limud to learn the din of taira from tuma, as the pasuk clearly states v'hiza hatara al tamei. And the pasuk doesn't speak about the din of going to the mikvah until it already separates between the din of azar and the din of going to the mikvah with the din of v'chibitz begadav. And the Gemara continues, "V'sav Rebbe l'inyan tefillah k'damandami." Are you telling me that Rebbe agrees b'negei tefillah that when a person goes to the mikvah, they don't have to put water in their mouth? Rebbe considers the inside of a person's mouth as a makom mechusa b'negei going to the mikvah. But the Gemara asks, "V'amr Rav and Amr Rav Ata Amr Bitzchok Ma'aseh b'shivcha shel Beis Rebbe." There was a story with the shivcha of the house of Rebbe. She tavel also v'nimtza etzem eshinah, that she went to the mikvah and when she got out, they found a bone between her teeth. V'tzuch Rebbe tefillah acheres, and Rebbe required her to go to the mikvah once again. L'chayr, we see that Rebbe requires that the water in the mikvah has to go in a person's mouth, and the Gemara answers, "Nehi to be esmayim loy be'inon." That certainly Rebbe doesn't hold. You have to have water that goes into your mouth, but makom roy lo b'mayim be'inon. But every part of a person's body has to be roy that water can touch that place. Kid Rab Zira, like we learned from Rab Zira, the Amr Rab Zira called roy labila in bila makavs bay shein roy labila bila makavs bay. That b'negated din of mincha. The din is that the largest mincha comes with 60 yisarin, as when oil goes into the mixture of 60 yisarin, you could go and mix it, and even though the din is that you don't have to mix up the flour and oil, the din is that it has to be roy labila, and therefore once you have 61 estrenes and the oil would not be able to mix up well with the flour, that would not be valid. And similarly, b'negeya going to the mikvah, Rebbe holds that certainly you don't have to put water in your mouth, as we learn ma b'sari b'avroi av kol m'avroi. However, there can be a chatzitza in your mouth that if the water would go in there, it wouldn't be able to touch every part of your mouth, as l'maisa it's still not going to be roy labila, and therefore bila is ma'akavis bai. And we continue on daf chaf hei on beis, that even though we already brought a machlekes between Rebbe against the Chacham ben Azai as to stris beim, if it's considered mumsha begali or not, as Rebbe said it's considered mumsha begali and Eved Kanani would go out free, and Rebbe and Chacham argue when they say it would not be a mumsha begali and Eved Kanani would not go out free. But the Maaseh of Gemara brings another place where we also see the similar machlekes, as umach v'kosav v'nasav v'karis v'kulam mebeim div Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda holds that when the pasuk tells us that there's certain mumen by a bechar and it refers to umach kosav and nasav and karis, those mumen will be mumen when they are on the beim of the animal, and these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Gemara now is bebeim v'lo begid. It's masculine words of Rabbi Yehuda that only time to do will be mumen if they would be in the beim of the animal and not in the gid of the animal. And l'chayr in the gid of the animal certainly should be a mum, as certainly that's begoloi, and the chiddush would be in bebeim. El Gemara says kulan af bebeim div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda didn't mean to say that it's only by beim and not by gid, but Rabbi Yehuda is telling us that of course that these are considered mumen if they occur in the gid of the animal, but even if they're on a beim, they're still considered a mum because it's considered a mum shebegoloi. We see that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe that a mum that occurs on the beim of an animal or the beim of an Eved Kanani would be considered a mum shebegoloi, and therefore it's considered a mum b'negeya b'char, since it's considered a mum shebegoloi. So if the other mizar is the beim of an Eved Kanani, the Eved Kanani would go out lechiris. However, the Brisa continues. Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov makulim begid. Rabbi Lez ben Yaakov states that all these are only mum Mumin if they're on the Gid, because that would be a Mumin Shebegaloi. However, the Bebeim, it would not be considered a Mum because it's not considered a Mum Shebegaloi. And similarly, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would hold, Ben Gid and Eved Kenani, that if the Adam would be Mesaris to Bebeim of an Eved Kenani, that Eved Kenani would not go El Echiris because it's not considered a Mum Shebegaloi. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov agrees to Ben Azai as well as the Chachamim. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yesi Emer, Rabbi Yesi takes a middle Shita and he says, Mach Vekasis Ape Bebeim, Nasa Vekaris, begin in Bebeim Loi. And as Rashi says, Mach Vekaris Ape Bebeim, Deminka Tvei, Karis is Krusna Chutin Shabeim Tluim Ben Bekison, Umurim Bemixas Bein Nesukin Lagamri. Since the Beim are completely severed from their kiss, therefore it's considered a Mum Shebegaloi. However, Nasik is Beyad Lagamri, it was done with his hand, Vadayin Tluim the kiss, and is still hanging in the kiss. Therefore, if you're Rabbi Yesi, it's not considered a Mum Shebegaloi. And Rashi explains that Nasa and Karis are very similar procedures, just Nasik is considered more of a problem than Karis, Ayin and Rashi. And we begin the Mishnah, Behimagasa Niklas Ben Messiah, about Dakabagba, Divrameya. Rameya holds the Behimagasa, which refer to cows, horses, and donkeys, and other large animals, then Niklas Ben Messiah. And Rashi explains, Balem Mason Isil Lekech, Beafsa Ibisaira, that the owner gives to the Lekech the reins of the animal, or he gives over the hair of the animal, and that's considered Messiah. Taisus points out, Mashman Matech Lashainer, it's Mashman from Rashi, the Messiah, Beinam Yad Liad, and in order to perform the Kinyan of Messiah, the Moicha has to hand over the item to the Lekech, the Chem Pirish Rivam, and therefore it seems that a person actually giving something to his friend. Also, the Gemara discusses, how could they be kind of it if someone didn't give it over to them? The Mashman and Mesir have Miyad Liad, where once again it's Mashman, and Mesir is when the Meicha gives something to the Lekech. However, Taisa states, that we learned beforehand on Daf Chaf Beis and Beis, where the Gemara said, how do you do Mesir? And you hold on to the mane of the animal, the Lashon Achiza, Mashman Ma'atzme, Achso V'lei Masloi Adam, that's Mashman that he took it by himself, and no one handed it to him. And therefore, the Re explains, you don't have a requirement to Lekech has to take it from the Meicha. And once the Meicha tells the Lekech he could go and take it, that would be enough for the Lekech to be Koina, even if it wasn't given to him by the Meicha. And when the Gemara states, who is the one who told them that he could go and be Koina? And the Mishnah continues, and referring to sheep and goats and other type of small animals, would be Niklas only with Akbar. And as Rashi says, and these are the words of Rameya and Rabbi Elazar. And the Mishnah continues, and they say, that not only can a behemadaka be acquired through Akbar, but it could also be acquired through Mashiach. And the Gemara continues, Darish Rav Bekum Chunya, Rav was Darish in a city called Kum Chunya, behemagasa niklas b'mashiach, the behemagasa is only niklas b'mashiach. And the Gemara tells us, Hashkechinu Shmuel Talmid Rav, that Shmuel found Talmid Rav, Amalhu, and he said to them, Miyam Rav behemagasa niklas b'mashiach, is it true that Rav stated, behemagasa niklas b'mashiach, v'anam b'mashiachan, but our Mishnah taught us that behemagasa is niklas b'mashiach, v'rav nam b'mashiach amah, and I know that Rav also said that it's niklas b'mashiach. And Shmuel continued, Hodabe Mahi was Rav Chayza from what he originally stated, and the Talmidim answered, Huda Amma Kaitano, that in the Chanami Rav was Chayza, and he holds like the Chum of the following Brysa, the Tanya is willing to Brysa, that both Behemagasa and Behemadaka are Niklas B'Mashicha and not B'Mesira. And therefore, when Rav stated in concluding our Behemagasa and Niklas B'Mashicha, he's going like the Shita Chachamim, and the Brysa continues, Rav Shimon Aime, Zuvazu Bagba, Rav Shimon hold that both Behemagasa and Behemadaka are only Niklas Bagba and not through Mesira and not through Mashicha. So, Master Rav Yisrael, Rav asked the following question on the Shita Rav Shimon, El Me'ata Pil Rav Shimon Ma'ayikta, according to Rav Shimon, how would someone be cleaning an elephant? Of course, you can't lift an elephant up as it would be too large. Amalei Abayas, Abayi responded, Bechalipin, that you'll be able to be cleaning an elephant by using Chalipin, Inami Besechus Mekaymai, or you could rent the place that the elephant is standing from the Bailim, and in this way you'll be cleaning the elephant through the use of your Chatzah and through Kinyan Chatzah. The Gemara continues, Rav Zera Amar, Rav Zera gives another eitz, and he says, Maybe Abal Kalim, Mnichan Tachas Raglov, you could bring four kalim and you could place it underneath the feet of the elephant by the elephant standing within each of the kalim. Therefore, even if you're not going to be seiches mekaymai, you'd be kind of an elephant through kinyan chatzah since he's standing in your kalim. And the Gemara asks, Shemas mina kalim shel lekech b'shus meicha kana lekech. When you're telling me that from the din of Rav Zera, we see that he holds that if you have the kalim of the buyer and it's in the shus of the meicha, that the buyer could be kind of through the kinyan chatzah. And lemaisa, that's a machlekes in mesechus bar basra. And the Gemara answers, Hachamei skinam besimta, that you don't have a raya as to what Rav Zera holds, because we're talking about a case where the elephant is standing in a simta, and as Rashi says, Zavis, it's a corner, she eats a Rishis Rabban, Ve'ina Loi Rishis Rabban, Loi Rishis Yachid, and therefore this area is considered no man's land, and that is why the Lekech could be Koina, Mitam Chatzah, because because l'maisa is the keil shel lekech in a simta, and l'divrei hakol it would be a valid kinyan. And we continue on daf chaf of manav inami, or we could say bechavilas meis, we're talking about a case where the lekech had bundles of vines in this area, and he makes the elephant step on the bundles of vines, and this way the elephant is actually lifted off the ground for three tvachim, and that would be a kinyan of hakbar. And Rashi says mishkach l'hakbar it's a pill bechavilas meis hakvayim in earth shleish tvachim u'malichin aleim dakbar shleish tvachim hakbari the nafkalei mitaris loved. At that point, it's not considered like it's on the ground, and therefore it's considered like you magbia the pill and you picked up the elephant. As we mentioned, Rashi holds that in order to do akbar, you have to lift the item up over three tefachim. And what Taisus brings from Rabbeinu Tam that in order to do akbar, you have to lift the item up only a tefach. And the Ritva says that akbar is even a kolshu, and you don't need a tefach or three tefachim. And the Mefarshim point out that even though it's clear from our Gemara that behemagasa would be niktas bechatzar or through chalipin, so why is the Mishnah did not state that? And the Mefarshim explained that since you could use chalipin or you could use a kinyan chatzar for all metatlin, therefore it's not something that's unique for a behema, and that's why Mishnah doesn't discuss it. And our Mishnah was only discussing those kinyanim that are unique for a behema. And the last Taisus on Daf Chafayim Beis, Taisus points out, "Dima Masal Shmas Minah Keil Shalakech Bishus Meicha Kanal Kech Vin Taima Dilma Leimayu Bishus Meicha." How did Gemara try to bring a raya if maybe we're talking about a scenario where they weren't Bishus Meicha? His answer is V'yishleim Estam in the Milsa Bishus Meicha Mayri, that the standard is that a behema would be standing in Bishus Meicha. Therefore, we should bring a raya that Keil Shalakech Bishus Meicha is Kanal Kech. And Taisus continues and states, "V'avim Matzal Mitchi." The Gemara could have answered the Amalei Meicha that the Meicha told Lekech Yichlecha Kelecha that your kelim should be able to be kind to you even though it's in my rishus. Taisus explains Behal Lekule Alma Kol Lekech Ked Isa Perkasvina. As the Gemara in Bava Basra states, that in this case everyone would agree that certainly the din is that Lekech would be kinder even though the Lekech's kelim are situated in the rishus of the Meicha. And we will stop over here.